Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ron Coomer, Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
Unbelievable.
1999 American League All-Star.
You might expect Wells to mix his pattern up. I mean, Coomer has owned David Wells.
This might work out.
The Coom Dog, every week with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And we are always delighted to talk to Ron Coomer. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Coom.
Good morning, Mikey. David, how are you boys doing?
Hanging in there.
Yeah, we're doing great. We are, all things considered, very excited about possibilities and what can happen. I know you're probably watching the agreements just falling out of baseball. Now we agreed on the DH. It's just the start of agreements, in my opinion.
Woohoo! We're going to get a DH. yeah, you know, I'm excited that we're moving forward and we're going to get, you know, that there's a date and there's timelines and there's things that, you know, as long as everything stays safe, we're going to get back, and that's the most important. And we got one major hurdle, and I just hope that stays pretty quiet while they negotiate it so it doesn't turn into an ordeal. But it'll be exciting. It's going to be fun to play the White Sox a bunch. It's going to be fun to just be back and getting baseball back. And it sounds like we're on the right track. So that to me is the most exciting. And I miss being home. I miss being in Chicago.
Absolutely, Ron. And they miss hearing you, and we miss hearing you call Cubs games. And, you know, the health issue is the biggest one, obviously, because everyone's health and welfare is the number one priority. Before you get to that point, though, this negotiation between the owners and the players and the revenue split and 50-50 and the agreement about being a prorated season and all these things that are going to possibly interfere with the progress. We heard from Blake Snell, the Rays left-hander, talk about how the risks involved might not be worth the money that in the reduced salary that he'll be earning. What did you think of what Snell had to say, or could you describe the players' mindset heading into these kind of negotiations?
Well, I understand their frustration, David, because I've been a part of some of these lockouts, strikes, whatever you want, you know, whatever at the certain times things have gone on. And you know, this is a very unique situation. To me, what he said, do you need to say that right now? I don't know if that's a great statement to be made. I would just hope that a lot of the players and guys just kind of stay kind of quiet for a while and let this negotiation play out. If you have something to say, voice it to your union. But to voice it over the media and get this pot really good and stirred up and, you know, get this thing sizzling hot, I don't know if that's what we need right now with baseball. I don't know if that's what we need with our country. And I think at the end of the day, everybody wants sports back and wants baseball back. If you have an opinion, and a lot of guys have strong opinions, Trevor Bauer's one, maybe voice them to your union and keep it under wraps a little bit, unless, you know, this gets down the road and you don't think it's going to happen and you don't think we're going to play. Then you may want to get out there vocally to the public and talk. But right now, I think everybody's got their own issues just looking in the mirror in their own households. And, you know, to have Major League Baseball be a it's almost like it's a piling on, kind of like our governor, piling on. You know, I'm like, really? You're going to the agreement came out 12 hours ago and you're bashing the players. I'm like, damn nation. You know, give it a little time to breathe here, and let's see what we got before we start picking sides and doing all that. I'm like, you know, let's just keep it. Let's negotiate for a while under wraps and see if we can get it done.
He did apologize. In fairness, he did say he was sorry the next day, but, of course, there's a whole news cycle. What I found wild about our favorite Tampa pitcher is the idea that, you know, on one hand, he's saying that, you know, I'm not playing. I got to get mine. I need all my money. And then on the other hand, he's saying they're asking me to risk my life. And it like gives you a chill when you hear someone say they're risking their life. But then he's also almost contradicting it. I guess his life has there's a price on it, right? I mean, I'll risk my life if you pay me my full salary.
Well, and there you go. You know, Mike, sometimes less is more, and maybe you should just think about what you're going to say before you say it. And we're all guilty of it at times, right? And when you're being interviewed, you know, sometimes, especially in a serious situation like we have, you know, you might want to just hold off and think about what you want to say and not play both sides, you know, this early in this negotiation. You know, and it's unfortunate it has to be a negotiation, right? But, I mean, it is what it is. So, everybody that goes into the ballpark is going to be at some risk. You know, I think we're all at risk going to Jewel or going out to Home Depot. Pick a spot where we all have to go. We're all at risk some. So, I just hope that, you know, the league is doing a very good job. I do know that. At trying to make this transition and getting in and out of the stadiums as risk-free as possible.
Ron, you played 9 years in the majors. You were an all-star third baseman, but you weren't always an all-star third baseman. So you can relate to both sides of the equation and ends of the spectrum when you're talking about it. Some the stars who might be guys who have opinions who will be heard, and the other end of guys who have yet to prove themselves. Do you feel like that's going to be the confusing part of this as well in terms of deciding and trying to determine what the players really think? Because what Mike Trout and Clayton Kershaw might feel about something, and I'm using them only as examples because they were vocal about the Arizona Biosphere plan and it didn't go anywhere from there after they spoke out. You know, there's a difference between those guys and the rank and file who might be making around $1 million a year and the risks that they are willing to take.
Well, David, it's a great question, and you've been around baseball. Both of you guys have been around these negotiations a long time and reported on them and talked about them. At the end of the day, everybody that's been in baseball knows that the union negotiation and their side negotiating against the owners forever, as long as I've been in baseball, which is over 30 years, the negotiations have always been for the top 5% of the league. The star player in the league, that's what the crux of the negotiation is dealing with from the union side is for the top 5%. And that's what pushes the salary up. That's what pushes the average through Major League Baseball way up. So that's where the majority of the focus goes is dealing with the top 5% of the league, and then that's how they negotiate. And that's just been the case. And right now, I think there's a lot more to it because you do have, you know, all the other players coming in and you get there's a lot more risk with health and things like that. So, but at the end of the day, let me say this. If Clayton Kershaw and Trout and some of the star players decide this isn't good for me, we don't have a season. Just that simple.
You really don't think that you can't get the rank and file on board unless the stars are on board.
Totally. They call the ball. You know, but with that being said, I don't think they're going to hold up playing. I think they're baseball guys just like everybody else. They're just better than everybody else, that's all. But I think they're going to want to play, and I think they do want to play. So with that being said, I'm definitely not in the category of saying they don't want to play. I just think, you know, in these negotiations, in any of them, you know, they hold all the cards when it comes to the player's side.
When you look at the Cubs in terms of, let's talk about how on the field, the universal DH, obviously with Kyle Schwarber there, the assumption would be that that opens the door for him to be that guy. I think Gordon Whitmire was one who kind of pushed back at that idea a little bit, said there'd be other guys in place. What effect do you think that would have on the Cubs in if it is a compressed, abbreviated schedule and season? Does it give them a slight advantage because they have somebody tailor-made for the role?
Yes, it does. We saw that in the 2016 World Series, David, and I think it does. It also allows the Cubs serious flexibility in the outfield with Kyle. Now, if I'm Kyle Schwarber and all the time, and I've watched this young guy, you know, work his butt off to be a left fielder, and he's done a good job, and you know, he's gotten to the point now where he's an average left fielder defensively now. He's got a great throwing arm, a very accurate one. He gets pretty good reads on the ball. For a guy that's learned a position in the last couple of years, that's pretty good. If I were him, I would not want to take all that work I just put out there, right, and all that time and effort, and then say, okay, now I'm not playing left field anymore. I would not like that at all. What I do think this does, though, is it gives the Cubs a lot of flexibility, and David Ross a lot of flexibility through the outfield of playing some of these other guys that they have and mixing up Elmora and Happ and keeping Hayward in right field, which makes the team better defensively. So there's more options, and it does keep Kyle's bat in the lineup, which is really what you want when the matchups don't always work out for Hayward.
So would you think then that they would have kind of a rotating DH rather than one person assigned to it like you see in the American League often?
I would think so, Mikey. To me, you gotta give Kyle his due and let him play some left field. He's just worked too hard to not, and he's doing a good enough job to warrant that. Against certain left-handers, you may stack the lineup right-handed, and if you want to keep Kyle out there because he's swinging well, that might be the day that he goes to the DH spot. But I would say it's gonna float a little bit. I would think there's gonna be some guys that are gonna. Let's put it this way. I don't think Kyle's gonna be the DH day in and day out every day, and that's gonna be the guy.
Ron, before we let you go, we had some fun at 5 and 5 asking the question if the White Sox and the Yankees game at the Field of Dreams is not going to take place because of the schedule. You're playing the regional schedule. You're playing teams from the division and in the Centrals. Would the Cubs be a suitable replacement against the White Sox in the Field of Dreams game August 13th in Dyersville, Iowa? What do you think about that?
David, are we going to go to dinner when we get back into town? No. I personally don't know what the facilities are like at the Field of Dreams and all of those things. I know the league's trying to do different things all the time. Sure,
doesn't do
Dave.
Much for you. Okay.
Sure.
Build it and they will come, Ron.
I guess so. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, Ron, we'll let you go. Just, you are taking part in this Cirilio's. They're having a national pizza party day on Friday, 7 o'clock. Go to their Facebook event page, and you can take part in it. You're among a panel of great Chicago people, great celebrities in terms of our sports people, Jeremy Roenick and Ozzie Guillen and Ron Kittle. Urlacher is going to take part in it. Our buddy Pat McGann is a very funny guy. A lot of really good people. It's great that you're doing this. They're raising money for Advocate Aurora Health, their team member crisis fund, and Aurelio's great pizza, and they're going to put on a little bit of a show there at 7 o'clock Friday night. And God bless you for doing that, Ron. It's wonderful to give back to the community.
Well, it is. Thank you, first of all, for bringing it up. And I'm, first of all, I'm a Chicagoan. I was born and raised in our city, right, and, and love all our pizza in our city also. But I think the Advocate Hospital, this is one of those things that was going to be a major fundraiser for them and a big, event in Daly Park, and it, you know, obviously with this virus, you know, there's different ways of doing things. So I was happy to be a part. I've, you know, got to meet Joe Aurelio quite a few times at our station, and hoping to do some work with them in the future again once we get playing again. And the people from Home Run Inn, I've known, you know, they're a good South Side of Chicago group, and I've known them a long time also. So to be a part of this, very happy to be doing something for Advocate Hospital and being a part of that, absolutely, with the children's hospitals and Christ community that they, you know,
sure,
where I'm from, it's right. All good. So we're real happy to be doing it.
Great stuff. Ron, thanks a ton. Great catching up.
Thanks, Ron.
Boys, miss you guys. Can't wait to see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.